I've got the looks that drives the girls wild. I've got the moves.
Oh, see, normally our first guest here at Hour 2 joins us on Wrestler Theme Wednesday, but since he had the day job get in the way yesterday, we have moved him to Throwback Thursday, and yet the original Heartbreak Kid still gets his same walk-up music. BJ Milliken, Assistant Sports Director, WVUA Television. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Are you allowed to tell us what stories you were working on, or were these top secret? We just need to know whether we need to really be on the lookout for what's coming up or not.
No, it's nothing top secret. It's doing a little side work with Samford over here.
Oh,
in Birmingham.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. So a couple shoots that we had going yesterday. So that was the whole reason for the pushback. Although it would have been difficult to kind of garner any excitement after what happened Tuesday night in Wichita. So good thing that we have a good 24 hours to kind of let that die down.
I'm glad you got 24 hours. I got to after my phone exploded through Twitter and text after all that transpired. And by the way, I literally went sleepless that night.
Those are fun nights.
I'm all caught up, though, thanks to an absolutely fantastic wife and two little boys who actually went to bed at a decent hour. I was able to be out cold about 9:20 last night and slept through. So I am caught up. I have not put the misery of Tuesday completely behind, though, but as you were watching it, kind of give me your thoughts on what we saw from the Tide.
You know, it was, you know, there were times in that game where I said, you know, this is what I've always thought that Anthony Grant's teams could look like. And they played just really well. You know, I was driving from Tuscaloosa. We had just finished Tiger Insider. I got out of Tuscaloosa probably about 7:30, so I was still on the road when the game started. And I listened to the first half, and then when I got home, I turned it on the TV. So, you know, after they went up by a point at halftime, I said, you know, even if it ends in a loss, it's at least, you know, we can say, hey, we hung in with the top 10 team, essentially, on the road in a tough place to play, and we'll hang our hat on that. And then as the second half started, you know, and we got up 6, we got up 8, and then all of a sudden, you know, we're up 11 with 5 minutes to go. I'm thinking, well, this is something else. So, you know, they played great, obviously, and there's just, you know, you can't, as I tweeted out, it's tough when you have, what, I think, 3 or 4 straight just empty possessions where either a turnover, you don't get across the timeline, or you know, you don't even get a good look at the basket. It's just tough to do that, especially on the road against a team that's as good as Wichita State is.
You know, and I kind of thought about this. Again, you're so ticked when it ends, and because you lost, and you're on a personal note, you're crushed for those kids, because they're the ones that have really invested stuff in this, the coaches and the players,
right.
And you got to get on a plane with them, and you see, and you know them personally, you're crushed for them, and what they've missed out on. And then you start thinking about it, and when you do get a day removed from it, as you're talking about, a day and a half now, I guess. You start thinking about, all right, 6 minutes, you're right, 9 possessions, and I talked about this yesterday. There were 9 possessions after Alabama took the lead with 6:01 to go. 4 turnovers, 3 missed jump shots, a missed layup, and 1 of 2 at the free throw line. That's what your remaining possessions were in that basketball game. At the same time, 6:01 is a lot of time.
Yeah.
And
especially in basketball,
it's a lot of time in basketball. For Wichita State, it had to be, as I'm looking back on it for them, rather excruciating as well, because even though Alabama went scoreless during all that time, it took until the final 30 seconds before they, and I forgot how much time was left when they scored that basket. It was much less than 30, actually,
yeah.
I think about
yeah.
it. But it took until that point before they ever actually took the lead. So right. they were right there.
Yeah.
They did tie it up, but it took until that moment before they actually took the lead. So they've got to be sitting there going, good grief, what have we got to do? Because not every possession they had during
right.
that six-minute stretch was productive offensively as well. So that's part
right.
of what made it you were getting the job done by and large defensively.
Yeah.
You just couldn't hang on to the basketball. And that
yeah.
was or actually do something with it. That was the very frustrating thing for Alabama.
Yeah, no, and you know, isn't that just like the way we are from a fan standpoint? It's like you take games, and for instance, I'm a huge Chicago Cubs fan. Have been all my life. The game that I always replay in my head is the Bartman game
yeah.
in 2004. And I always go back and I say, you know, if this would have happened differently, if this would have happened differently, and you look back at a game you lose by a point and you say, gosh, if we would have just hit one more free throw or two more free throws, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, like Al Pacino said in The Longest Yard. Was it? No, not The Longest Yard. What movie was it I'm thinking of?
See,
you
threw me so far off with Longest Yard because I knew that wasn't it.
No, Any
it
Given
wasn't,
Sunday.
And it wasn't the program.
Yeah,
it was
Any Given Sunday.
Any
right?
Given Sunday.
Yeah. You know, he has this great speech about the inches, that it's all about the, every inch matters. And that's just,
right.
it's just so true. And, you know, it's excruciating when you lose and you don't get those inches, and it's, you know, it's great when you win and you do get them. So it's yeah, part of being a sports fan, I guess.
It is indeed. BJ Miller could cover sports for a living. He's one of those professional sports guys for WVUA Television, assistant sports director. In fact, as we get a chance to visit here on this Thursday afternoon, you guys have started your coverage just like the rest of us for
yeah.
the Sugar Bowl on January 1st, Alabama, back on the practice field. That helps when you're trying to put your shows together, as it does with ours. But I think the tone is one that Alabama fans are very pleased with based on the first day of conversation with the players the day before yesterday.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that they're back focused. And Blake Sims especially kind of stood out to me. I was listening to some sound last night from Tuesday, and he just talked about how excited he was. He said, you know, and Blake, you know how Blake is. He's not very outgoing when it comes to the media, and it's not that he doesn't like us. It's just, you know, some people are a little more reserved when they get
right.
in front of the camera, and Blake has always been that way. And on Tuesday, he had a little bit of fire when he was talking, and I kind of liked that. He said that, you know, you just want, it's like the beginning of the year. You just want to get out there and throw a pass. You want to hit somebody. So, yeah, I mean, they all seemed like they're fired up, and they're, you know, that 10-day layoff since the SEC championship game kind of, you know, sucks some of the momentum out of them a little bit, and they're excited to kind of get out there and get going again.
Taking a look at a couple other things around the league, among them Will Muschamp's hire at Auburn as defensive coordinator. Do you like them? I mean, financially, it's a pretty sweet little deal. I mean, he's getting what all he's getting. What is it, $4 million from
yeah,
Florida
yeah,
to not coach, and now 1.6 to run the defense?
Yeah. Yeah, it's if you can get that deal, then hey, more power to you.
I guess my point is, here's the thing I want to throw at you. What would you do? Would you take $4 million to do nothing, or would you go through what they've got to go through for an additional 1.6? So I'm going to
yeah.
give you $4 million
yeah.
to do nothing. Or I'll give you $5.6 million to be the D coordinator.
And not only that, but to, you know how these coaches go. I mean, you're on the road, what, probably half of the year, whether it's recruiting or doing speaking and, you know, and all that. So, no, I say I will stay home with the kids, put my feet up, do whatever for $4 million. That's just me, but you know these guys are wired a little different, as you know. You know they might get a little antsy, but I promise you, I have Netflix. I would not get bored. I would be fine. I've got Twitter, Netflix. I'm good to go.
Here's a here's Netflix. The wife comes in the room. Honey, what'd you do? Hey, babe, here's $1,000.
It's like, go, listen.
Here's
$1,000,
honey. Could you give me about another hour? Here, I need to finish watching this movie, and then I'll go pay you to get somebody else to do whatever it is that you're wanting me to go clean up.
Absolutely. It's like I could file through. There's probably about 10 or so series and things on Netflix that I still haven't started. Oh. Everyone says, "Oh, you need to watch this." And I'd be like, "Look, I'm halfway through The Walking Dead. I've got to focus. Okay, I'm getting paid for this."
Good night. All right. Every week you join us.
Uh-huh.
You have a top four. And by the way, we are talking with BJ Milliken, Assistant Sports Director, WVUA Television right here in T-Town. He joins us on the Stella Artois Hotline presented by Green Beverage. Top four list each week. What do you got this week?
This week we're going to go top four 80s sitcoms.
Well, now wait a minute. Here's the irony. Did you know, I guess we talked a little bit about this last week, because McMoney went with TV themes from the 80s today on our bump music, except
how
for
about that?
You, except
right,
for you,
I'm
of
special.
Course, you get Heartbreak Kid.
Absolutely.
But give me your top four 80s right. TV sitcoms.
80s TV sitcoms. Okay, now I preface this by saying this is my journey here. I know this isn't going to be make everybody happy, because some of them are barely, a couple of them nip the 80s really, but I'm thinking of when I grew up. So this was this is my list. So don't send me tweets and hate mail. So
here we go. I'll give it to him here in a second as I finish pulling it up. Here we go.
Yeah, no, it's just at BJ Milliken.
At BJ, that's right. No, there's no need for an underscore. There's only one of these around on Twitter. He's BJ. All right. So go ahead. Your top four 80s sitcoms.
That's right. Number four, I'm going to go one that started in the 80s, really got rolling in the 90s. For me, it was big when I was growing up, Saved by the Bell. The silence tells me everything I need to know. I can almost see your face right now just saying, Saved by the Bell.
I will tell you, one of the worst sitcoms ever, but with a cast of females among the best looking collection of bad girls in real life, apparently.
Absolutely.
That the world has ever known. I will give you partial credit for that one. based on you ready for this? No Girls Alone is the only partial credit you even
Elizabeth,
get for
Elizabeth
Saved by
Berkeley.
The Bell.
Well, Kelly Kapowski, who is Tiffany Amber Thiessen, of course.
Yeah, she turned out to be really strong, too.
One of my big crushes when I was growing up, so maybe that had some influence. All right, well, number three, is sports,
boy,
sports
by
related.
By the way, you just totally ignored the showgirls comment, and I appreciate the fact that you did.
Hey, I know FCC laws and everything. I want to make sure
you
I
go,
get by that.
You go right ahead. All right, so Saved by the Bell at number four.
Saved by the Bell, number four. Number three, I'm going to go with a classic. Coach, with Hayden Fox. Coach, one of my favorites. And you know
that's actually would not have been on my four, but I got to tell you, that's a great call. Was that the 80s or was that the 90s?
It was late 80s. I think
it started late 80s. Okay.
I think it did start late 80s.
Can I tell you this? Before you got into the, when did you start working in media?
2004.
All right, so Fran was already gone before you.
Yeah.
Got there. Okay. The, like a week or two before Fran's second, which would be final season, Dennis Franchione had a cookout at his house for the media.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And...
Boy, that doesn't happen anymore, does it?
No, it doesn't. when you most of it took place in the what we would call a man cave, but it was their big family room area, and it was awesome. It had a bunch of memorabilia, but just cool stuff. There were two things in that house that I vividly remember that I thought, these are so awesome. Okay. One of them was the two-player sit-down Ms. Pac-Man.
Oh,
so
nice.
So you could sit across from somebody and play Ms. Pac-Man against them. Okay.
That's great. That is great.
Two-player, that was one awesome. But the other was from a College Football Hall of Fame foundation gala. Dennis Franchione and his wife, Mrs. Franchione, Kim, right?
Yeah.
Kim was her name, I think.
Yeah.
Dressed in formal wear, the two of them standing on either side, also in a tux, of the now former defensive coordinator for the Minnesota State Screaming Eagles, Luther Van Dam. Also known as Jerry Van Dyke.
Jerry Van Dyke. That's big
So
time.
There you go from coach. There's number three.
He was great. Now, and that, honestly, it was funny. When the DeBose era was happening at Alabama, I had a friend who always used to call DeBose Dauber.
Started to go there, but I'm so glad you did.
Oh, man. I mean, it was uncanny. Yeah. Or uncanny. Coach, just it's a great show.
Saved by the Bell, Coach, at number two on your top 80 sitcoms, BJ Milliken, WVUA television. It would be.
I was really tempted to put this number one because I really loved it. Night Court.
Remember
Night Court?
Great. Dan Fielding?
Oh, absolutely. And Marky Post as the other.
Big-time Marky Post fan, man.
She was great.
Yes. Dan Fielding was the man.
And then Bull, of course, the bailiff. He had some good stuff.
Marsha Wallace, who played the role of the other bailiff. Yeah, it was.
That was a strong show.
That was an excellent TV show.
And, you know, a lot of these I go back, if I watch now, like if I try to watch Saved by the Bell now, I can't watch it because I cringe too much.
Yeah,
but like,
you should.
Yeah, but Night Court, I mean, that's one you can watch now and you're like, that's funny now.
Yeah.
So, because, you know, nowadays, like with TV, it's hard, like, there's hardly any shows now that have, like, laugh tracks.
Yeah.
So, like, seeing a show now with a laugh track is like a novelty. It's like, oh, wow, that's interesting. So,
that's true.
So it's funny how that works. So Night Court, again, I was very, very close to putting this number one, but I did not. I went ahead and put them number two. So Night Court is a good one, which I think that should be on Netflix. If it's not, I'm going to write them a letter.
Here we come to number one. Do we have a drum roll? Do we have a drum roll?
There we go. Boom. Cheers.
Excellent.
Number one. I couldn't bump Cheers. Cheers is just classic. Even the old Cheers, like the early Cheers before it got rolling. You know how some shows, it takes a while for them to kind of get their niche.
Yes.
But like with the coach and when Woody Harrelson jumped in there, it was just, you know, it's just a great show.
When Coach... I was already a fan, and then they had an episode where Coach just makes a veiled reference to having played for the Birmingham Barons on his way through the minor league.
I remember that one,
I was like, holy cow, I'm sold.
Yeah, that was awesome.
My first year of doing play-by-play for Alabama basketball, we went to the NCAA tournament in Boston, played Mike Davis's Indiana Hoosiers.
Yeah,
at the Fleet Center in Boston, and got to go to the Bull and Finch, which was the original inspiration for the show and the bar Cheers.
Uh-huh.
It was a cool awesome. Thing. Had you made a choice? I can deal with number four, Saved by the Bell, because of number one.
Yes. Well, I'm glad I made it up. I know it started. Well, you know, and number four, honestly, I almost put in Married with Children because that was another one that I really liked growing up.
Yeah.
I probably should have put that at number four. If we can amend this list, I would
four
go
and
ahead and
4A.
Put that at number four.
I got no problem
4A.
With that.
4A, Married no with Children, another problem. Great one.
Hey, that is it is always one of the highlights of the week to have you come in and appreciate the top four. Great, great addition to the program. We will obviously be out for Christmas and for Christmas Eve next week, so we won't have you back for a couple of weeks, unfortunately. But I hope you have a great holiday, and you and your family have a Merry Christmas, and really appreciate you being on with us each week, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me. I appreciate you guys.